Picture this. You are laying in a field, minding your own business, and while you are sleeping, you get love juice made by the town's famous trickster smeared all over your eyelids. Next thing you know, you've fallen in love with this girl, and you can't picture yourself with any other person in the world. What's the recipe for this stuff, anyway? From the Smith House Studios, this is episode 1 of Shakespearean Love, the only podcast you might ever come across that examines the great amounts of romantic love in his work. My name is Elle Smith, the Shakespearean Love creator and director, and this is Amanda Zhang, and she's going to be my guest today on this episode. This episode of Shakespearean Love, titled Midsummer Night's Love, was recorded in House Studios on December 8th, 2018. And today with me, I have Shakespeare lover Amanda Zhang from the Smith household. Amanda is here with me today to discuss the great amounts of romantic love in A Midsummer Night's Dream. In this episode, we will be covering the great amounts of love in A Midsummer Night's Dream and examining proof that love is the most used emotion through the story, and that love really forms the play. The purpose is to show our listeners that knowing more about the surrounding emotion and purpose of the great amounts of love in this play can give us potentially a better understanding of the storyline and reasoning behind the characters' emotions. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't know, A Midsummer Night's Dream is about people being victims of the town's famous trickster's love juice. They are falling in love continuously with the first person that they see because of this trickster named Pup. What is Thibsy, a wandering knight? It is the lady that Pyramus must love. I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamored of thy note, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape, and thy fair virtue's force perforce doth move me on the first view to say, to swear, I love thee. Why do you think Shakespeare might have included so much romantic love in his play? What would the play be as popular as other ones?
He might have included love to pull in all kinds of readers, and something everyone might have a guilty pleasure of enjoying. Or he knows people just really love drama. Either or.
Why should not I then prosecute my right? Demetrius, I'll advocate it to his head, made love to Nedar's daughter Helena, and won her soul, and she, sweet lady, dotes an idolatry upon this spotted and inconstant man. Do you think that this is the most powerful emotion in the play, based on quote from Act 1, Scene 2?
I probably think that love is a very powerful emotion on its own, so combine that with drama in between people and something everyone can potentially relate to. But yes, being something powerful that deals with pretty intense emotion, it brings a certain element to the emotional script of the play.
For thou, I fear, hast given me curse to cause. If thou hast slain Lysander in his sleep, being o'er shoes in blood, plunge in deep, and kill me too. The sun was not so true unto the day, and has to me, would have he stolen away from sleeping Hermia? I believe as soon as this whole earth may be bored, that the moon may through the center creep, and so displace her brother's new tide with the antipods. It cannot be thou hast murdered him. So should a murderer look so dead, so grim? What are some observations about romantic love in this play that you noticed, based on a quote from Act 3, Scene 1?
I definitely noticed that it affects every single person, and that it isn't like anything you would hear about today. But who knows, maybe someone out there in the world has a recipe for love juice.
And I have found Demetrius like a jewel, mine own and not mine own. Is love something that you think everybody can relate to?
I don't know. Maybe not specifically romantic love, but maybe love in general. There's a certain time in your life when you experience love for a certain person romantically. But other than that, I feel like from experience, everyone has something or someone that they really care about. Everyone loves their pets, right?
In a quote from Act 1, Scene 1, it describes and shows us how much this quote reflects how big of a deal marriage really is in the course of the play. How do you think that this sets the mood and impression at the start of the play?
It kind of gives you a vibe of an impression of what kind of subjects, emotion, and topic will be explained and enlarged through the course of this play.
Does the complications with love triangles during the play give you more of an interesting or confusing element? During quote from Act 3, Scene 2, does this make you feel any different about the love triangles?
It makes it definitely confusing, but also kind of intriguing, because you do wonder what will happen in the end, and who will stay together and get married.
Finally, what are your thoughts on a quote from Act 4, Scene 1, lines 188? What do you think Helena could mean by that?
I think she is maybe implying that she is so much like a diamond that it would be so easy for someone to love her, but we all know that isn't the case for most of the play.
Thank you for joining us in studio today, Amanda.
The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you to Edward White, our editor, Drew Long, and Amanda Zhang for making this episode possible. Shakespearean Love comes to you from Smith Studios Incorporated, and you can find out more on our podcast at smithstudios.com/Shakespearean Love. From Smith Studios, I'm Director Ella Smith, and I'll see you next episode.